Hello and welcome to Tax Invoice, the ATO's official podcast. Here at the ATO, we want tax and super to be as easy to understand as possible. So we've invited industry experts to sit down with ATO's senior leaders and ask them the questions. We hope you enjoy this episode of Tax Invoice.
Hello and welcome to the ATO Tax Invoice podcast. My name is Tim Hoopman. I'm a small business owner and I run a consulting business called Spin Business Solutions, and I've been operating now for the last 15 years. Today on Tax Invoice podcast, I have joining me Jason Lucchese, who is the program lead for STP. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Tim. Great to be here with you today.
Yeah, likewise. And it's a real honour for me to be here. I get to sit in a different seat today. I get to be asking the questions, as opposed to I do a lot of podcasts and a lot of interviews where I'm being asked the questions. So it's really nice to be in a different seat.
Oh, excellent. And there's a good really opportunities these podcasts to actually have, you know, a conversation and talk about important topics.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly STP is something that's very important for small business owners. And so today I'm really looking forward to our conversation, learning a little more about some of the tips and tricks to do for implementing STP. But I suppose one of the things that you said to me earlier was taking away any of the mystery or the fear around getting yourself set up and compliant.
Yeah, that's right. So let's just sort of take a back a step and just, you know, what is single touch payroll? So for people who are listening, so simply put, single touch payroll is a new way to report tax and super information through to the ATO each time you run your payroll. So we've been working very closely with a range of businesses and software providers in terms of making that process natural in terms of as you would run your payroll at the time that you run your payroll.
Okay. Why? Why the change?
Yeah.
Why something new for small business to have to do?
Yeah. Look, that's a great question. And look, behind single touch payroll is around, you know, promoting in terms of greater visibility, both for employers, for individuals, and for the ATO around information that's reported from both from a tax and super perspective. So one of the big things behind single touch payroll is around reducing that super guarantee gap that we currently have, where we see in terms of around with what's owed versus what's actually being paid to individuals or to employees. So single touch payroll brings greater visibility around making sure that we do have a level playing field, and that's what's really important and what's behind single touch payroll.
Yeah, absolutely. I would really concur with the level playing field. Everybody in business, in my view, really needs to be on the same level playing ground. And I suppose most importantly, they need to be doing the right things for their employees and their teams. So is there a major benefit to employees in this STP?
Yeah, there's a few benefits for employees as part of STP. So the first one now is that an employee at any point in time can go onto MyGov and see their year-to-date reported tax and super information. So that's one of the big benefits coming from single-touch payroll. The other, I guess, from an employer perspective is that no longer do you need to provide that annual payment summary to employees. So you can now, through single-touch payroll, that's all covered off and as part of that. So, you know, as you would remember or recall, Tim, as you know, especially as a small business owner, coming to the end of the financial year, having to do the payment summary process, issue that out to your employees, and also then provide a report through to the ATO. So a single touch payroll, all that goes away now, and that's all integrated as part of the STP process itself.
Okay, that sounds like a really, really good benefit, because in implementing something, it sounds like you are taking another reporting aspect away, which is always good for small business. Are employees using MyGov? Has there been a big uptake of that? Are they still not connected with it? Are they going on there? How's that working?
Yeah, look, so definitely there are options for employees. So in terms of around users that we have on MyGov at the moment, in terms of that have an active link with the ATO, I think we're around the 8 or 9 million mark now of employees have an active link with MyGov. So the numbers have certainly increased, and we saw a big jump in particular from our last tax time as well. So, but for those people who can't or don't choose to use MyGov, then obviously they can still work with their, if they go and see their accountant and when it comes to tax time, in terms of getting that information through them as well, or they can call us as well.
All right, that's really helpful information. One of the other aspects of that is, as an employee, I always had encouraged my team and also my clients to do the same to theirs, to really check their pay, but also their superannuation, and make sure that everything was being paid in there and they were getting what was due to them.
And so I think that's a really, really important point. And, you know, one thing that, you know, touching a little bit what we said before around a level playing field. So we want to make sure employees get what's owed to them, you know, and that's the right thing. So what an individual very much can do now through that MyGov experience is that they can actually see in terms of the amount of super that's been paid into their accounts across all their superannuation accounts, and then also see in terms of around with what the employer has also been is owed or is owing the employee from a super perspective. So it's all there now together, so employees can check that to make sure that's correct.
Yeah, that's really good news. And I've always encouraged employees to take responsibility and to check on those things because, you know, it's their future that money's being invested to look after them. So I think it's really important. Now, my experience with, in particular, running businesses and the digital change over the last 10 years, I would see a lot of businesses come on board really, really quickly. Some take a little more time because they need a little more information or need to be shown they don't want to be an early adopter. And then some just sit there really trying to fight against it and go, I'm not going to change. So, you know, what do these small businesses do if they aren't on STP?
Yeah. So let's have a look at in terms of around where are we at the moment. So I think that's, you know, a really important. So we've got over 520,000 businesses or employers now reporting through Single Touch Payroll. So a huge number in terms of actually the covered. And when you look at that employer base, that's covering some 11 million individuals. So if you think about that, that's 11 million individuals who can now go into MyGov, if they so choose, to see their year-to-date tax and super information reported. So huge coverage. Yes, you're quite right, Tim, in terms of around, we certainly have recognised is that we've got a broad spectrum here of employers that we're dealing with. So you're dealing with, you know, very large employers down through to your very, you know, small employers that, you know, family businesses. And each of them have very different needs in terms of around with what it means in terms of the transition to single touch payroll. So I think in terms of around, and I think what we have seen is around that, you know, that shift around with where people, you know, might have already had a software product, you know, the transition's probably been easier for them because they can, you know, it's just a simple cutover, whereas others, you know, it may be a little bit more work that they need to do. And on that front, though, we have been working very closely, you know, with business owners and also with software providers to let people know that if you are a small business and you have 1 to 4 employees, that we have now got published a low-cost or no-cost register that has a whole different range of different solutions that are available there. So, and they range for $10 or less a month that people can then choose from. And I think that's the other important point just to note is around that when people think about this, sometimes I think, oh, I've got to get this really big, complicated system, and it's not like that at all. It's actually around what is the right system that meets your particular business needs. So that could be anything from an app to something that's, you know, a little bit more sophisticated in terms of helping you run your payroll. So there is a variety of different solutions. And I think to date, we've got around about 21 different solutions on that low-cost, no-cost register. So I'll encourage people to have a look there. I think the other important thing is around that on the HO website itself, and also doing things like this podcast as well, is letting people know that there is a wealth of material and checklists, et cetera, that are available to people to help them make that transition. So if you're not sure, call us, have a look on our website. But if all else fails, you do have a range of other different contacts or different networks that you can draw upon.
And where else is another good place to start? So yes, of course, they can call the ATO. Who else would you suggest that they go to looking for advice?
Yeah, there's probably a couple. You know, it's interesting, the conversations that we've been having is around even within the business community themselves through, you know, through their local chambers of commerce, just generally in terms of around with business groups. The other place is around through their accountant, certainly is another place that people can go to get additional information about what single touch payroll is. But then as we said, of course, the ATO is another place that people can go to if they've got any questions.
And their bookkeeper,
absolutely.
Having run a bookkeeping business for 10 years, I definitely need to put a plug in there. That's really good that there's lots of places for them to go. Obviously, I know a lot of small businesses would refer immediately to their perhaps accountant or their bookkeeper, because I know there's a lot of bookkeepers out there that are doing a lot of really good work with STP. But it's also good to hear that, you know, if they're not going to them, that they could go to their chamber, they could go to other areas, or the great thing is they can come to the ATO. Now, what I'm interested to hear about that discussion also is that there are so many low-cost providers. I've obviously been dealing with a number of the larger software providers that have now been around and really changed the platform of how business owners are gathering their information, reporting obviously to the tax office with other things like BAS and IAS. But now when it comes to payroll, there's been this drive for smaller options. That's really good. How did that come about?
Yeah, I think it came about as part of the, you know, going back to the point I meant before around the actual genuine consultation and working that we did with the industry to help identify and working through, you know, what were the solutions that were required. So that sort of spawned out of those particular conversations to actually understand what is it that that employers needed as part of with what they needed to do. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really good because in my experience in the past, often the feedback I got from small business owners is, here we go again, another piece of legislation that creates more work for us and a higher cost. But it sounds like there's some really good lower cost options that while there is a change, there is some reporting that is new, yep, and there's some reporting that is now being removed, and there are some low cost options. Sounds like to me that that's a pretty good way of promoting something new from the tax office.
Absolutely. And let's sort of just take a bit of a step and just remember information that you would have provided through Single Touch Payroll would be information that you would have already provided, but albeit through the, you know, that annual payment summary report that you would have provided through to the ATO. So I think when we are talking about, you know, with employers and picking up around with what you were saying before, Tim, is around, you know, there's probably three things that I'd remind people about if they haven't made the transition to Single Touch Payroll. The first thing I'd say, it's not too late. So that's a key message. I just wanted to make sure that people understood. The second is around start reporting now. So look at around with, are you able to start reporting now? You know, do you actually have software? If you don't, then the second thing, as I say, is around look at, you know, and do your research around what's the right solution for you. You know, have those conversations, what we talk about. Or the third option would then be around if you do need more time, then the ATO has a range of different concessions and deferrals that are available to people, whether that be, if you're eligible, opting in for doing like quarterly reporting, or if you need a little bit more time to actually make that transition.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Your first point about it's not too late. One of the things, and I suppose I'll speak personally, obviously in the past, if I wasn't doing something on time, I would become slightly anxious or quite fearful that, you know, it's going to become a much bigger problem. So you're now saying that if you're perhaps a little late, jump in there now, seek advice and just do it.
Correct? Pretty much. That's okay. Exactly right.
Yeah, one of the things I always said to my team, and in fact my business partner in the past, is let's run at a problem really fast because that'll help you take the fear away. Because if you slowly walk towards it, it just becomes feels like it's becoming a bigger issue. So we want people to get in there now, it's not too late, find out what some of the low-cost options are and, you know, perhaps get advice to help, you know, maybe their accountant to go to their tax office if needed for a little bit more time. Is that kind of right?
That's right. And I think, you know, one of the big pieces of feedback, you know, as we speak with with the communities around, and it's coming back to us, is around that initial apprehension, you know, in terms of, you know, picking up around with what you're saying about, you know, running at the problem and, you know, sort of, you know, and getting straight into it, is that initial apprehension around, oh, you know, this is going to be hard and, you know, all these, you know, different things I've got to do. But what the reality is and what people are providing back to us is actually saying, you know what, actually wasn't that hard. The way in which, you know, it has been integrated in into the payroll products themselves is around, it is literally another click of a button. In a lot of instances, just to validate and confirm, and then that transmission. But I will stress to, you know, to everyone, is that, you know, over the 19-20 financial year, is around that we are taking that as a transition year to make sure that, you know, we won't be looking to impose any penalties. So people making a genuine attempt to get into Single Touch Payroll, if they do make any mistakes or if they're a little bit late, we're not looking at any penalties. We're very much looking to help and assist employers make that transition be as smooth as possible. And I think that's what we're starting to hear back from employers now, is actually saying, do you know what? It actually wasn't as hard as what I thought it was going to be.
Okay, that's great news. And I suppose the point I take out of that is if you're generally getting on with it, running at it, getting it set up, if maybe you're a little late, potentially no penalties.
That's it.
Okay, great. All right, so in setting it up, sometimes, you know, we go into our software or we're having something else, maybe someone else doing it, but I've experienced this before. Just before I click the, okay, I've set it up button and it's going to go off to the ATO, what if I've got something wrong? I mean, there's, you know, have I got all the employees' pay IDs right, or, you know, something to do with the super? What's your thoughts on, you know, kind of maybe messing it up a little bit along the way?
Yeah, look, there's probably a couple of things that I'll unpack a little bit as part of that one, Tim. I think the first one is around, what do you need to do to get ready before you start actually, you know, reporting through STP? One of the common things that we've said or seen and that we have been working with the employees is this thing called an SSID, which is essentially, if you think about it in very simple terms, it's like a serial ID, or a serial number, where before you can connect to the ATO, you have to register your product with the ATO to say, this is my product, and it's verified and connected to the ATO. So that's one of the very first things that, you know, make sure that people who are using online or cloud-based software, make sure that you register that particular a serial number or that SSID with the ATO. I think to the second point then, Tim, is around, look, mistakes happen. We understand that and, you know, and things get picked up and need to be corrected. So I think one of the benefits or the beauty of around that, how we have worked with the professions and worked with employees is recognizing that mistakes happen and that you do have the opportunity, obviously, to either update or correct that either then or there, or as part of your next pay run, which would be part of your natural process. So it's all built in. So you don't need to worry in terms of around if you've made a mistake, there are mechanisms available to you that can allow you to correct those.
That's really good, because I know in the past in my business, sometimes I won't be sure if it's right, but I always go, well, if I get on with it and set it up and go, then I can always adjust later. And it's taken away the fear of not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the most important thing from the message you're giving us.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got STP underway, and it sounds like with over, you know, 500,000 employees on STP, that's a pretty good result. What does the next 3 to 5 years look like? How will this change and evolve?
Yeah, I think there is a real, sort of, if I take a step back, I think there is a real opportunity here to leverage off, you know, that digitisation or move towards a more digital environment. And we're seeing that more and more now. STP provides a great platform now to start thinking about what other opportunities present for that. So we've still got a little way to go in terms of obviously around with, you know, that broader transition. But clearly there's a lot of benefits that can start to flow from that. So thinking about at the same time that you're thinking about, you know, moving your payroll to a, you know, or digitizing your payroll, you know, taking out that, you know, that manual work or, you know, that chance of error, is to start thinking about, well, what other opportunities, you know, from a business context or, you know, setting up your business, or improving your business, can you leverage from that digitization exercise in itself?
So can you give me a couple of examples of what, when you're talking about other opportunities, what that might look like or might be around?
Yeah, so from an employer's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think in terms from an employer perspective around that, if you are, you know, looking about how you bring new employees on board. So for example, around with when you recruit someone, new to your organisation or new to your company, how can you streamline that in a digitised way? So whether that be, you know, completing TFNs online, you know, making that process as simple as possible is a really good example around how you can look to leverage off that opportunity.
All right, that's really good, because one of the things that I find interesting and in the number of businesses that I've worked with over the years, small businesses, is the ones that are onboarding their employees incredibly well generally seem to have a team that stays with them perhaps a little longer, maybe a little more engaged, because they've worked really hard at the front. So if you're now saying that some of the opportunities could be around streamlining and bringing that on more efficiently to give the employee who's made a decision to move to this new small business comfort that sounds like a really, really positive step. Anything else in terms of opportunities that you're seeing for employers or even employees?
Yeah, look, I think in terms of overall is around with the data that is actually being reported through Single Touch Payroll is more broadly around how we take greater use or how we use that data in a more sophisticated way.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm asking you to predict the future, and I understand that some of that future is work in progress, while other of that. But yeah, just kind of broadly, if you can, the other example was incredibly good, onboarding employees and how that could be streamlined.
Yeah, I think in terms of around, you know, what other opportunities are there in terms of taking out any of the additional compliance burden. So if you think about from an employee's perspective, and this is, you know, continuing down this path, is around with the information that is reported through to us, is around that we pre-fill that information through to the individual tax return. So, you know, rather than having to, you know, to wait, actually that information is now visible to individuals. So continuing down that, you know, what other opportunities there are on that front, I think is certainly an area to look at.
All right, that sounds good. Although some people would say I'd prefer to fill it in myself.
They might.
But everybody has their own choice in that. But I, you know, I certainly believe that the digitisation that commenced, you know, a number of years ago, cloud accounting, which really changed the platform, and the automation that came through that really helped businesses set themselves up for success. And one of the things that I always found is the business that was doing that generally was managing their cash flow much more efficiently. So a lot of people wouldn't agree with me, but certainly I always pitch to my clients that if you're regularly up to date with all of your compliance, and in addition to that, all of your payments, and you're also getting paid on time, then generally speaking, your business will flow more effectively and your cash flow will be better. Do you have any comments on how STP sits within that realm?
I think it's part of that bigger realm. It's part of that picture is probably the comment I'd make. And I think, you know, from what I've heard and, you know, and obviously just in response to your comment is around, it does generally seem that, you know, that people that are embracing digital are taking up other opportunities, or, you know, are seeing, you know, additional benefits within their own business. So, but that's certainly, I guess, a bit of a trend and a theme that we are seeing.
Yeah, because I always speak about the idea of if I've got my business back office as streamlined as possible, then I can spend the maximum amount of time at the front of my business generating new customers, more revenue, or more opportunities. And I always think that that's a great thing. So if STP is helping small businesses streamline, then that should be looked on as a real positive so that they can get to the front of the business and get on with doing the things that they probably love the most.
That's right. And that's one thing that we obviously really recognise is around, you know, small employers' time is precious. So, you know, the more time that you can spend, you know, on the front end of the business, as you described it, Tim, versus around, you know, removing any manual compliance, you know, related work and taking that out of the system, integrating it, streamlining it, you know, to the benefit of the employer to focus on what really matters, and that is around, you know, your customers and around what you can do in terms of promoting your business, then that's exactly the direction around with where STP is trying to, you know, to support.
Great. Probably one final question around perhaps the accounting and bookkeeping associations that are out there. What have you had any feedback from them? What's their kind of thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, the feedback I think broadly around with you know, from the associations, and we have been working closely across all the different associations, and you know, and with the bookkeeping community as well, is around that, you know, taking the opportunity to actually have the conversation with their clients and embracing the change. So in terms of working through around with what are the options that are available to them. So, you know, in a lot of instances they might have only closely held employees, or they might be very small structured you know, organisations. To work with them in terms of with what it is, but they're certainly seeing in terms of around the, you know, the options that are available. I think from a resource perspective, I think that, you know, with what we're hearing is around that there is a lot of resources that are there available to help them guide them through and their clients through the change.
Great. That's good that those associations are on board, because they have a very close relationship as trusted advisors with small business in this country.
And we do a lot of work, you know, directly with those associations and a part of our design and our consultation group. So we work very closely in addition to going out, you know, and speaking at a number of our open forums with tax agents and bookkeepers and the like, you know, to make sure that they understand what the changes are and how they can support their clients.
Great, that's really good news. So just to perhaps wrap up our talk today on STP, what's the final thought you'd like to leave with people that perhaps aren't reporting through STP?
So I think the final thought that I leave with people is not too late, you know, to start STP reporting. So get on board now. It's not as hard as what you might perceive or think that it might be, but do look at in terms of the material that we have available, you know, for you, and to find out, you know, what is the right solution for you. And make the start. So, and if you have any questions or if you're not sure, you know, don't hesitate to reach out.
Great. That's excellent, because as a small business owner, I love options. And it sounds like there are a lot of options in terms of choice of product that will help you become compliant and help and advice that is out there. Thank you very much, Jason. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on the Tax Invoice podcast today. I don't think in my life I thought that I would be interviewing the ATO. And I had the opportunity to tell somebody that at the airport today, and they're like, I never expected you to say that. And I said, neither did I, but it's been an absolute pleasure. The information you've given me today, and hopefully for all the listeners, has been first class and really on point. And I like the way that you took away any fear or mystery out of getting onto STP and the fact that it's not too late. Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you, Tim. And it's great to have you here. And these are really important for us as well. So it's great for you to be able to ask me the questions. So thank you very much, Tim. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Connect with us on social media and tell us what you think. Download the transcript at ato.gov.au/podcasts.